It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
So the question, what happens in politics when you want to get rid of someone and they just will not quit?
We are talking here about Michigan's Republican National Committeeman, Dave Ajema.
Ajema, who courts controversy, and he is doing his party no favors.
No favors.
With postings on social media that have gone after Muslims, gays, African Americans, and many Republicans, they are just at a boiling point.
They are. They say he's doing the opposite of his job as a party official, which is to help elect Republicans.
Yep, so there are calls for his resignation.
The Republican National Committee voting to censure him just this week at its winter meeting.
Yes, but they haven't actually been able to get rid of him.
No, and that has led some to say Republicans must not really want him to go. There's this breathless punditry that's suggesting they could ditch Ajema, that is, only if they really wanted to, and sort of slyly implying some nefarious motives behind that.
Yeah, but some of that is rooted in a couple uncomfortable realities.
Absolutely, and one is that Ajema does speak for some in his party who have extreme views on race, ethnicity, homosexuality, and or the nature of Islam. And two, even many of those who don't share all those views have stomached them in the past for the sake of winning elections. But that said, Ajema and his ilk, but mostly Ajema, are for Republicans no longer about addition.
Right, that is attracting voters, which of course it's the goal after all.
Mm-hmm. It's become about subtraction and distraction from what Republicans need to be talking about and doing to win.
Right, but Rick, Republicans, they can't just tap their red sparkly shoes together and
no,
just
they can't.
Wish Ajema away.
No matter what the pundits say, it's complicated. These episodes, they tend to drag out. They can become very messy.
Lots of headlines.
And the rules are not clear here about how to get rid of a party official elected by a convention of Michigan Republicans.
Right. See, a lot of Michigan Republicans were hoping that the National Republican Committee would deal with it this
they
week.
Were.
So they censured him, but then they turned it back to the state party, and they're all like, no, you guys, you finished the job. So
back on you.
Again, there's just no clear black letter authority for removing a state party official who has not been convicted of a crime.
And no matter what they do, for this operation to succeed, it has to be swift and complete. A protracted fight over who has the authority to do what does not accomplish that. It just sustains the controversy and adds an unwelcome dose of drama to the whole episode.
And why would Ajema at this point even go quietly?
Why would he? Without his party position, he's just another guy with an opinion and a Facebook page.
Yeah. Now, the unofficial avenues that would typically be used to silence or get rid of a character like Ajema, they've all failed. Mm-hmm. He's already been marginalized by party leadership.
He has. He's not part of the planning councils. He's not welcomed by party bigwigs on the dais or the campaign bus. He's been denounced by most of the state's elected Republican leaders, the governor, attorney general, legislative leaders.
Yeah, and that's not small stuff.
No, not at all. Party people, they don't want their elected officials placed in that very awkward position. That's just another signal that this has become for Republicans such a conundrum.
And Ajema, he seems to think he's, saving the Republican Party from itself, or at least from its current crop of leaders. He, at this point, has nothing to lose.
Until now, there just wasn't a sense among Republicans that a party official elected by a party convention would be so out there and so uncooperative, so unreachable.
That the rest of the Republican Party would be so powerless to do something.
And remember, too, Dave Ajema, he has not committed a crime. Typically, a political party doesn't want to be in the business of punishing people, at least not in their own party, for what they say. First Amendment, that it just opens a great big ugly can of worms.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that was naive. And don't be surprised if Michigan Republicans update their rules soon to deal with removing a party official for the offense of just being too embarrassing.
Rick Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.